This morning come from Acts chapter 18 and can be found on page 1114 of the church Bibles. It will be on the screen as well. Acts chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks.
Continuing in chapter 18, from verse 18. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Cenchrea because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, "I will come back if it is God's will." Then he set sail from Ephesus. When he landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church and then went down to Antioch. After spending some time in Antioch, Paul sent out from there and travelled from place to place throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervour and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. On arriving, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Father God, thank you for your almighty word, and pray that as we come to study it now, you would give us light by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Do sit down. This term we're studying a series of characters from the New Testament. And at the same time we're studying Christian character. What are the qualities that every Christian should display? This week we get two characters for the price of one, Priscilla and Aquila. They're mentioned in four places in the New Testament and they're always named together. These days it's trendy to merge the names of married couples. I guess if we did that, we'd get Prisquilla. But I think I'll stick to Priscilla and Aquila, even though it's a bit of a mouthful. I'm going to be looking carefully at today's readings, so you might want to turn that up. It's page 1114 in the Church Bibles, Acts chapter 18. In these verses, we learn three things about Priscilla and Aquila. Priscilla and Aquila work with Paul. Priscilla and Aquila work with each other, and Priscilla and Aquila work with Apollos. So firstly then, Paul. Priscilla and Aquila work with Paul. Have a look at verse 1. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. It's AD 52. Paul is on his first trip to Europe. He's founded churches in Macedonia in northern Greece. He's passed through Athens and on to Corinth. Corinth is the Roman capital of southern Greece, Achaia. Look on to verse 4. Every Sabbath, Paul reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. Paul wants to found a church in Corinth. Every Saturday, he's preaching in the Jewish synagogue. But he needs a place to live, and he needs money to live on. Priscilla and Aquila work with Paul. They give him their spare room to live in, and they let Paul join in their tent-making business. I don't know whether you know any tent-makers. I know a couple of tent-makers, Robin and Lorna. Actually, neither of them has ever made a tent, except possibly putting together one they bought in Millets. But Robin and Lorna were tent makers in Central Asia. They were in a Muslim country and a former Soviet republic, not the sort of place that welcomes Christian missionaries. Robin's official job was educating people in hygiene and basic medicine. But his real reason for being in Central Asia was to support the tiny churches in that country. In a similar way, Paul's official job is making tents, but his real reason for being in Corinth is to found a church there. And Priscilla and Aquila work with Paul in Corinth. But that's not the end of their work with Paul. Look on to verse 18. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time, then he left the brothers and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Cenchrea because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. We're not told why Priscilla and Aquila travel with Paul, but they're prepared to do it. They're prepared to travel with Paul to continue to work with him. So what can we learn from Priscilla and Aquila? Well, if we're serious about following Jesus, we should be supporting full-time Christian workers. That may not mean putting up a church worker in our spare room, but it should mean putting money in the collection. That way our parish can provide housing for our ministers. It probably doesn't mean giving a missionary a part-time job in your business. It's much better to give generously to mission organizations. That way, people can serve Jesus full-time, either here or overseas. Our parish supports various workers through our Mission Action Group, but it shouldn't stop there. We can support other workers individually. Perhaps we know someone who's gone to serve Jesus full-time. We can support them with our money. We can support them with our prayers. We could even travel to support them face to face. If we're serious about following Jesus, we should be supporting full-time Christian workers. Priscilla and Aquila work with Paul. Secondly, each other. Priscilla and Aquila work with each other. Look again at verse 2. There Paul met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. We don't know where Priscilla and Aquila first met, Aquila is from Pontus, northeastern Turkey. He lives with Priscilla in Rome. They become Christians there. Claudius orders all the Jews to leave Rome. It's because of riots among the Jews, probably when some of them became Christians. Priscilla and Aquila work with each other in Rome, in Italy. They work with each other in Corinth, in Greece. They work with each other in Ephesus, in Turkey. Later, Paul writes this to the Christians in Corinth. Aquila and Prisca greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house. That's 1 Corinthians 16, verse 19. Priscilla is the affectionate version of Prisca, her official name. They're still working in Ephesus. 2 years later, Paul writes this to the Christians in Rome. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Greet also the church that meets at their house. That's Romans 16, verses 3 to 5. Priscilla and Aquila have moved back to Rome by that time. Priscilla and Aquila travel around the Roman Empire together. In every city, they open up their home to host a house church. Priscilla and Aquila work with each other. You can't help sensing that Priscilla and Aquila are a model marriage. There was once a husband who'd done some DIY. He'd eventually got round to putting up that IKEA bookshelf that had been clogging up the garage, and he'd done it without making too much mess in the living room. When he'd finished, his wife came to have a look. "You're a model husband," she said. It sounded like a compliment, but the husband thought he ought to check. While he was putting their books onto the bookshelf, he looked up model husband in the dictionary. Model, noun, a small plastic imitation of the real thing. Every Christian marriage is a model marriage. It's a small plastic imitation of the real thing. The real marriage is between Christ and his church in heaven. But every Christian marriage shows us something of that glorious future marriage. Priscilla and Aquila work with each other. So what can we learn from Priscilla and Aquila? Well, if we're serious about following Jesus, we should be supporting Christian marriages. Marriage has never been easy, but our culture mocks faithful and unselfish marriage, and that makes marriage a whole lot harder. Whether we're married or not, we can all support Christian marriages. We can encourage each other to be faithful and unselfish. Christian marriage has always been attractive. Our culture mocks faithful and unselfish marriage, but the contrast makes Christian marriage even more attractive. And if we're serious about following Jesus, we should be opening up Christian homes. Our parish has 4 large public buildings. But whether we're married or not, there's still a role for our private homes. Maybe it's inviting some newcomers back for a Sunday lunch. Maybe it's hosting a home group to study the Bible each fortnight. Maybe it's getting to know your neighbours over a barbecue. We should be supporting Christian marriages, and we should be opening up Christian homes. Priscilla and Aquila work with each other. Finally, Apollos. Priscilla and Aquila work with Apollos. Look on to verse 24. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. Apollos is from Alexandria, the great university city in Egypt. It's the Cambridge of its day. Apollos has a thorough knowledge of the Old Testament. He's learnt about Jesus and he's keen to teach about Jesus. But there are gaps in his knowledge. Look on to verse 26. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. Priscilla and Aquila work with Apollos. They invite him into their home. They fill up his stomach with food, but they also fill up his head with truth. But that's not all. Look on to verse 27. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. On arriving, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed. Apollos wants to go to Greece, and Priscilla and Aquila back him. They're confident he'll do a good job there. So they commend Apollos to their friends in Corinth. Without Priscilla and Aquila, Apollos is clever but clueless. With Priscilla and Aquila, Apollos is competent for Christ. Priscilla and Aquila work with Apollos. Some years ago, I taught a boy called Johnny. Johnny and another boy helped to lead our school Christian meeting. We met up each fortnight to study the Bible together. Now, Johnny was far from clueless about Christianity, but over the year, there were things we needed to learn together. These days, Johnny works in the Gambia. He teaches at Servants of the Word. It's a night school for pastors. Johnny is training up a generation of Bible teachers for the Gambia, and he's able to pass on some of those lessons we learnt in my classroom. Just as Priscilla and Aquila worked with Apollos, I was able to work with Johnny. So what can we learn from Priscilla and Aquila? Well, I suspect most of us are not yet in the same position as Priscilla and Aquila. We'd love to invite the vicar back for lunch and tell him where he went wrong with his sermon, but we don't know enough about the Bible to do so. But if we're serious about following Jesus, we should be learning more about following him. Sunday by Sunday, we should come to church eager to learn. We should listen carefully to the readings. We should engage with the sermon with open Bibles. Day by day, we should be learning on our own. Spend a few minutes reading the Bible with the help of some notes. When you're packing your novels to read on the beach, why not pack a Christian book too? Ask a friend to recommend a book they've found helpful. We should be learning more about following Jesus. Priscilla and Aquila work with Apollos. To sum up then, Priscilla and Aquila work with Paul. Priscilla and Aquila work with each other. And Priscilla and Aquila work with Apollos. There's much we can learn from Priscilla and Aquila, but there's a danger here too. We can focus on heroes like Priscilla and Aquila, and we can lose sight of the real hero in this story. Here's how Luke starts the book of Acts. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. Luke's gospel is just the start of Jesus' work. In the book of Acts, Jesus continues his work. He's gone up to heaven, but he works through us. He works through Paul. He works through Priscilla and Aquila. He works through Apollos. And the story continues today. Jesus works through Johnny in the Gambia. And Jesus can work through us in Tunbridge and beyond. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for that work that you did through Priscilla and Aquila, working to support Paul in Corinth, working with each other in that model marriage, and working to learn more about you and passing on that knowledge to Apollos and others. And we pray that you would be at work in us and through us. Pray that you would be strengthening every marriage represented here. Pray you would help us to learn more about you week by week and day by day. And pray that you would help us to support those who have gone to serve you full time. In your name, amen.